With up to 3,000 pounds every year towards career growth at Amazon, I started in the warehouse, knowing I could train in things like coding or robotics. It turns my job into a career. So it means I can be who I want to be, even if I haven't quite decided who that is yet.
Amazon, opening doors with up to 3,000 pounds every year towards career growth. Eligibility conditions about type and duration of employment apply.
So hydrogen water bottles, hydrogen tablets, hydrogen inhalers, they are everywhere. But what if they're all missing one critical piece? Today's guest believes there's an overlooked component that could completely change how we think about hydrogen and health. So today we're asking the questions you're probably already thinking. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today's guest is George Wiseman. He's the founder of Eagle Research, inventor, researcher, and someone who has spent nearly 40 years exploring the practical applications of brown gas technology. So George didn't set out to work in health. He started as an inventor, creating technologies for industries like fuel efficiency and agriculture. But after decades of research and thousands of conversations with people using his technology, his focus shifted towards health and wellness. So, George, welcome back to the show. It's so good to see you. Today's topic stretches my brain a little. So I'm going to ask you to explain this to us like you're talking to friends over coffee. So if I don't understand something, I'm going to stop you because chances are the audience is going to be wondering the same thing. Hydrogen seems to be everywhere right now. It's becoming one of the biggest trends in the wellness world. So why do you believe people are still missing an important part of this conversation?
Well, it started back in the 1986 when I started working with Brown's Gas as a fuel saving technique for fuel injected engines. And as I developed the various electrolyzers and did the research into all things what we call Brown's Gas, I discovered that my machines were making too much gas. Okay. If you look at the Faraday equations, a certain amount of amperage is supposed to make a certain amount of, split a certain amount of water. So it makes a certain amount of hydrogen and oxygen. And if you take those two gases together and take the whole volume, there's a certain volume that's supposed to be there at ambient pressures and temperatures and such. So the, but I was making about 30% more gas than the Faraday equation said I should be. So this was a real head scratcher. And that's not why I lost my hair, by the way. Oh, and by the way, people, I'm not an invalid. I'm actually inhaling the Brown's Gas as we speak because I am so convinced of its health aspects because of all the things it did for me that I inhale every opportunity I can get to get and stay healthy. So it's a preventative. Okay. So just to get that out of the air. So people say, wow, there's an invalid on the thing, on the screen. No, just the opposite. I'm stronger now than I was 20 years ago. So we discovered that our electrolyzers were making too much gas. And this was in the late 80s. And so we didn't really understand why. I came up with some theories, one of which I posted or wrote about in my Brown's Gas Book 1. I'm the only person, as far as I know, that has written books about Brown's Gas. So in any case, Brown's Gas Book 1 had a theory that when the water split into hydrogen and oxygen, it didn't recombine into H2 and O2, and it stayed in its molecular state, and that would have explained the extra volume. Turns out that was not true. They do mostly contract to their H2 and O2, so it's half the volume that it would be at the other. But there is still actually a minor amount. We've had spectrographic tests done of the gas so they can see all the constituents. There is still a tiny amount of H and O, which aren't supposed to be there in electrolysis, but they are. So that's one of the things that makes Brown's Gas unique. But as we experimented further in 1996, I made a transparent electrolyzer so I could actually see what was happening inside the machine. And so essentially something that shocked me. I didn't even quite understand it. It turns out, and now I'm going to fast forward to 2019 to explain what was happening back in 1996. It turns out when you have a anode and a cathode, the anode makes oxygen, the cathode makes hydrogen, and it turns out there's an electron bridge that forms between the two of them if there is no membrane in the middle, okay? So if there's a membrane in the middle, it interrupts the bridge, you'll get pure hydrogen and pure oxygen, and you won't get this third gas, which we call electrically expanded water. Now, technically, it's a negatively charged cold plasma form of water. And just for the nerds out there, but we call it electrically expanded water. So what we saw because of this electron bridge,
water soaking up electrons
like a sponge soaks up water until it became
like a steam, essentially.
No, see, that's the point. It is not steam. If you cool it,
it doesn't
condense into water. It stays as a gas. So it's water that has extra electrons, and so it's the plasma state of water. So you've got your solid, which is ice, your liquid, which we call water, your vapor, which is water vapor or steam, and then you've got your plasma form of water, which is the electrically expanded water. So it's a cold plasma, kind of like the argon and that kind of stuff that they use in fluorescent lights. But the point is that this was making the third gas, which explained why our electrolyzers were getting more actual volume of gas than theoretically possible. So now we have our hydrogen, their oxygen, and the electrically expanded water. When you combine them together, that makes Brown's gas. Now that is different than what's called oxyhydrogen out there. So Brown's gas can be named hydroxy or HHO. Those are other trade names for Brown's gas. But oxyhydrogen is where they take two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen and mix them together, and they call that oxyhydrogen. Of course, Brown's gas itself still is two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen, but the constituents are different. So instead of just having H2 and O2, you've got your O2, your H2O as water vapor, and your H2O negative as electrically expanded water. So that's why Brown's gas is different. It, when you add the whole mixture together, you're still two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen, but the way the constituents are made makes all the difference.
So why is that important in simple terms?
The electrically expanded water is what gives Brown's gas the about 30% more therapeutic efficacy over just plain hydrogen. So when you've got the plain hydrogen, that's good. That's fine. People should be at least getting that. Do what you can to do that. But if you want the top of the line, what my wife calls a Tiffany or Dyson of hydrogen for health, then you get the Brown's gas because it has the electrically expanded water component. And the electrically expanded water does some additional things that just a straight hydrogen itself can't do. Straight hydrogen is like a brick. It's inert. It really does nothing. It combines with other things to get things done. So like if you have a brick and you want to make a brick wall, the mason has to grab the brick, take it over and place it properly in the brick wall, which requires two additional things, intelligence and energy. So your body has the intelligence it needs to heal, but it doesn't necessarily have the energy. And especially people that are ill, their energy reserves have been used up and their energy generation systems are often compromised. So they don't have the energy to heal like they should. So the Brown's gas has the nutrition because we're 62% hydrogen by volume, 24% oxygen, 12% carbon, and 2% everything else. So 62% is our macronutrient, our most important nutrient. Water-based life forms cannot exist without the hydrogen. So if we're not getting the hydrogen we need, and most people are not, then the body starts to shut down extraneous systems that aren't immediately life-threatening. Like the regeneration system shuts off first. And then if there's still not enough hydrogen, your immune systems will shut off. And then if you're still don't have enough, your organs will start to fail and you'll die. So your body knows how to stay alive. It has the intelligence necessary if given the nutrition and the energy. Brown's gas gives that macronutrient of hydrogen plus the energy, bioavailable electrons, which go directly into the body and can do things like stop oxidative cascade. So it helps heal oxidative damage along with the hydrogen. It stops cytokine storms. It just everything that is needed for energy, the making of the ATP and the mitochondria, all these things need electrons. They need energy as well as the basic nutrition. So the electrically expanded water does all of that. Plus, it makes the EZ gel. Do we want to go into that now?
Yeah, I just want to confirm. So the way my brain is thinking about this is that it's like using premium fuel for the body versus, or for the car versus using bronze. Like your product and this Brown's gas is like premium fuel for the body. And so it's helping the engines in our body stay clean, and running at its best versus running, but not at its best. So when we're not at our best and we're not using high quality products, we may feel better, but we're still not feeling our best. So our body's still functioning, but not as it could be with the right support. Am I right?
You're in the ballpark. If you look at it from an automotive standpoint, what I was doing with Brown's Gas originally, and this is one reason why it helps in the body as well, when you put a small amount of Brown's Gas in with the air that's sucked into the engine, that little bit of Brown's Gas acts like a catalyst to help the hydrocarbons break apart into their constituent atoms of carbon, hydrogen, which then they can recombine with oxygen into water, H2O, and carbon dioxide. So that is what happens in the engine. And but it takes energy to break apart. There's what's called atomic bonds, the hydrogen and carbon out of the hydrocarbon fuel. And that certain amount of energy, they call it endothermic energy, is required before the fuel can even combust. So the energy has to be input. If you put Brown's Gas into the mixture, it lowers the amount of energy. It acts like a catalyst. It lowers the amount of energy necessary to break apart those bonds. So suddenly, and I should say the exothermic energy of recombining into water and carbon dioxide, you have heat left over. So if it takes less energy to break apart the bond, you have more energy left over because you didn't have to use a portion of that energy to go back into breaking more bonds and more fuel to propagate the flame. So that same thing happens in our body. When we get that Brown's Gas, all this electrically expanded water and like extra electrons, it takes less energy to have your energy to make the body work. I hope I explained that well. But your concept of this is a higher quality fuel or nutrition than just the basic that people can get out there is 100% correct.
Well, that's what I mean is, like, even this morning before, when I was prepping for our show, I went online and of course, now that I'm looking at these products, I'm seeing them everywhere. But there was a new product released and it was cheap, let's just say. And it just made me question, you know, people are buying these cheap products that are claiming to be hydrogen water bottles or hydrogen machines. They're not working properly. So people aren't seeing the benefits. And then they're dismissing the fact that it's even benefiting, it can benefit someone's health. So I think getting out the correct science and information is so important so that people aren't, you know, buying these products and saying, oh, they don't work at all, so I'm not going to try this one.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Technology tends to lead laws and responsibilities and stuff. And so what happens, like, even when the internet was coming out, things would jump ahead of and we're getting things done that weren't good. In this particular case, I've been working with Brown's Gas for health since about 1996. My customers dragged me into it because that isn't where I was originally, but they were experimenting with my machines which weren't like it was, they were just doing it on their own. There was no encouragement from myself, and they convinced me eventually to get into it, to test it myself, and then develop this whole genre. So back in 2007, for example, there was a study that was done that proved that the high pH water was healthy, but not for the reason that they thought it was. It had nothing to do with the pH, because what was happening is for 40 years before that, something called flow through electrolyzers were showing the high pH water coming out to be healthier. And it was, but this study took away the pH and left the hydrogen, because as an electrolyzer, they were putting hydrogen out with the high pH water and oxygen out with the low pH water. So the oxygen was great for cleaning things and stuff, but the oxidation, but the health benefits were with the high pH water. Well, it turns out when they took away the pH, the health benefits were maintained. They took away the hydrogen and the health benefits and left the pH, the health benefits disappeared. It was always about the hydrogen. It was never about the pH. And so that explains why a lot of scientists were saying, we don't understand why higher pH water would be healthy. We can see in the experiments that your experiments that it is, but when they, and so then there became a big fad for high pH water, but it was water that hadn't gone through an electrolyzer.
Water everywhere, like buying.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Water. But it, but it didn't increase the people's health like the flow through ionizer high pH water did, because it didn't have the hydrogen in it. So now,
interesting.
Exactly. So we're getting a lot of that sort of thing out there now with the Me Too's that are jumping on the bandwagon and making all these varieties of hydrogen things. There's hydrogen tablets, some of which are really not good for you because they use the wrong kinds of magnesium and stuff that actually ends up being a poison. So there's just a lot of, you got to take care and learn and do some education out there, because these various hydrogen modalities can be dangerous in various ways. And one of the biggest dangers out there is the hydrogen that are, say, more is better. When you see that, run. Do right. not walk. Run from anybody who is saying more is better, because more is not only wasteful, it's dangerous. And I'll give you a quick understanding why. I came into the hydrogen for health from a combustion expert. I have a blasting certification from when I worked in the mines. I worked with internal combustion engines to make the more efficient using the Brown's gas and such. I am a combustion expert, and the biggest explosions I ever heard, even though I used to blow mountains apart for a living, was the Brown's gas explosions that I was doing in my own shop. So take care, be careful. Now it turns out, and for many, many years, I advised people not to inhale the gas because I didn't want people inhaling a potentially combustible mixture. Well, it turns out that I was wrong to advise that. What I should have been advising is what I advise now is don't inhale a combustible mixture. You can inhale the hydrogen, whether it's Brown's gas or the regular hydrogen, but don't inhale it at a percentage greater than 2% hydrogen in your inhaled breath, which is what I'm doing here. So if you inhale at 2%, it's not combustible. Anything over 4.7% is combustible. And I'll give example and just a quick example why. And it, as I explained, was going to, okay, I have all these thoughts going in my head, so I have to organize them and come out in a logical fashion. So if you, 2% has been shown in scientific studies, there's been hundreds of them for inhalation, thousands of hydrogen for health studies. When you include the water, hydrogen rich water and stuff. So they've shown that 2% in the inhaled breath is the optimal therapeutic benefit. If you go up to 3%, you get no additional benefit. The reason being, when your blood is saturated, it absorbs no more extra hydrogen. It's just like the excess carbon dioxide. You exhale any excess. So if you have 2% going in and your blood is now saturated, it only takes about 1% to keep your blood saturated. So you have 1% coming out, combining with the 2% that's coming in, and you have 3% in your exhaled breath. That's fine. We're still well under the 4.7% limit. But let's say you go to 3% inhalation instead of 2%. Now you have 2% coming out with 3% coming in, and you now have 5% in your exhaled breath. That is over the lower combustible limit of hydrogen. So anything over 2% starts to become dangerous. Now, we had a guy, for example, there have been many explosions, and this particular guy took an advice of a knockoff that looks like an AquaCure, one of our machines, but it doesn't have the ability to adjust the gas volume coming from the machine to optimize for the person's size. So what they're doing is 100% gas production all the time. And if it doesn't explode, that's fine. But you're not getting any additional benefit from that. Not more. Right. More is not better. We'll get to that in more in just a second. Okay. So they convinced one of my AquaCure customers to go from 30% gas production instead of 100%. He's doing 30% for his safe 2%, and then he increased it. They wanted him to go to 100%, but he increased it just to 60%. So double what it was at the 2%. So he's inhaling at 4%. 3% is coming out because he only needs 1% to maintain the blood saturation. Combined with the 4% that is going in, that's now 7% in his exhaled breath. He coincidentally, not deliberately, just leaned over a candle flame as he was reaching for something as he exhaled, and the explosion went up into his sinuses and caused him to have a bloody nose, and they took him to the hospital thinking that he had a concussion. Because I'm telling you, those explosions are nothing to sneer at. A Brown's gas explosion it just goes bang. It's about 5,000 feet per second, and it makes a heck of a shockwave. He was okay, but seriously shook up, and he's still inhaling, but it's but at 30% now instead of the 60% that he inadvertently had decided. He tried more is better type thing. Okay. What it turns out is that longer is better.
Yeah. Okay.
They have many studies out there now that are showing that if you can keep your blood saturated for 8 hours a day plus, you can mitigate the worst diseases that are out there. Like, we had a woman named Jay Lee who had a stage 4 cancer and the doctor gave her 2 weeks to live. If she didn't take the chemo and radiation and radical surgery that they were doing, it was a breast cancer that had metastasized through the thorax to the spine, and it was growing spine cancer as well. So it was a terrible, terrible diagnosis. And she said, no, she didn't want to do the chemo and radiation and radical surgery. And the doctor said, well, you might as well go to the top of this 10-story building and jump off because you just have 2 weeks to live. Like, this is the kind of advice that doctors are giving out there. They scare people into going all of this stuff. Anyway, she was brave like I have hardly ever seen. I'm not even sure I could have been that brave. And she said no, and she went to a total healthful lifestyle. If you go to her Instagram, Jay Lee, it's absolutely astonishing what she discovered, all the toxins in the environment that she was in. And the only mitigation she did was the Brown's gas machine, the AquaCure. And 1 year later, 1 year almost to the day, she had a report in her hand saying that she was 100% cancer-free. So stage 4, 2 weeks to live to 100% cancer-free. We have many testimonials like that. Results will vary. And I'm not an MD.
Yeah. Well, I even know, like, that's an amazing case. And that's, wow, phenomenal. I know so many people these days are struggling with the autoimmune type diseases or autoimmune type responses, and they're not knowing where it's coming from. Do you have any cases where people have been helped that have autoimmune type diseases?
I do. And that is kind of a painful subject for me because my late wife died of lupus, a very severe form of lupus and autoimmune disease. And I didn't know, even though I had Brown's gas in my shop since 1986, I didn't know before she died that it could have cured her. We did have testimonials of people from with all different kinds of autoimmune diseases, but in this case, I'm focusing on the lupus, who her lupus symptoms were gone in 3 weeks' time. We had my wife and I had struggled with her lupus for half a decade with her organs gradually failing. She'd lost her eyesight. She'd lost her hair. She couldn't even roll over in bed without assistance. I had to carry her to the toilet. She never had to wear diapers. I was always there, never away from her side for more than 20 or 30 minutes at a time. And it was a financial devastation as well, because by the time she died, we were $300,000 in debt. Trying to do anything we could. We mortgaged our homes. We maxed out credit cards. We did anything we could to try to pay for the various therapies because we didn't know what we were fighting, and none of the therapies worked. So it was a terrible time in my life. So autoimmune diseases, yes, it helps. And I'm trying to help as many people as possible not go through that pain and suffering and financial destitution that we went through.
And in the episode where we went into detail on that story, I mean, my conclusion is if she wouldn't have passed away, I truly do not believe you would be where you are today with the success you've had with that product, because it pushed you to your limit, because you wouldn't have tried it yourself if she wouldn't have passed away. So this is so dedicated to her. I'm going to give her a little prayer up there. That's phenomenal. I feel like everything happened as it needed to, as painful as that was. But look at what's going on now with your product.
Yeah. I hate that that's true, but it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, she would be happy that I've done this for sure. She was that kind of woman. So she's happy now where she is, and she doesn't be going through the suffering that she did. I got a message from her in a way that showed she was dancing. She loved to dance.
Yeah.
And she helped me in various ways after she passed. I have stories of that as well. So I know that people can communicate from the other side, and she's in good shape and she's happy.
That's phenomenal. I would love to talk a little bit about the oxidative stress, because most people have heard that phrase, but many people don't really know what that means. Can you explain what that means in a way that everyone can maybe understand? And thanks for sharing that about your your wife, your late wife. I know it's difficult to talk about, but really impactful. So thank you for being so brave.
You're welcome. If I can help other people with her story, I certainly appreciate it. Oxidation is simply burning. It's short and simple. If you're burning a piece of wood, you're oxidizing it. When you have oxidation happening in your body, it is literally burning inside your body. Now, we need oxygen to burn with hydrogen and stuff to make energy for our body to work, but we have to control the oxidation in our body. There's all kinds of systems in our body that control the oxidation. If we need it, but we need to control it. If it's not controlled, then we get radicals that are damaging to our body. When I talked about oxidative cascade, for example, that means there's something that doesn't have an electron that it needs, and it grabs an electron from something else. So now that something else doesn't have an electron, and that's oxidation. Okay. When you're moving these electrons around. So where do they
come from? Like, how would we receive it?
The oxidation?
Yeah. Where would the oxidative stress come from?
A myriad of sources. If you look online and look for oxidative stress, you'll see that there's all kinds of well, just first of all, the air itself has oxygen in it. When you inhale it, if your systems in your body aren't regulating the oxygen properly, then you're going to get oxidative damage. But then there's all different kinds of chemicals in our environment that are causing oxidative damage and stress and all of that. So it just comes from so many sources, it's hard for me to even pick any out.
So basically when we're breathing, just living and breathing, but if we don't process it properly, then it can really harm our body.
In the normal sense, but really there are so many different kinds of chemicals and stuff that are in our environment as well that accent this effect, this oxidative stress. Even radiation. Now, the sun is good for you, and it has good radiation, but there's a lot of radiation around us, like even these earbuds that I put in my ears and stuff. They are doing a lot of radiation, our Wi-Fi around us, all these kind of things. When that radiates into you, it causes it burning, oxidative stress. Well, one of the things that happens with the Brown's gas is it mitigates radiation damage. For example, I had my blood tested after I had a 4-hour plane ride at 30,000 feet. And when I got off the plane and had my blood tested, incidentally, the woman couldn't believe I had just been in an airplane for 4 hours, because they can see the oxidative stress, the radiation damage in the blood from even that short of a time at 30,000 feet. So and I didn't have any. So the Brown's gas not only helps prevent radiation damage, but it helps heal radiation damage. And radiation damage is one of those oxidative things that we're talking about.
Wow. That's phenomenal. I think it's important that we ask this. So how much of what you're explaining comes from scientific research, and how much of it comes from your own decades of observation and interpretation?
I'd say 50-50. I believe that I'm one of the foremost authorities of Brown's gas in the world, having been researching it pretty much exclusively for almost 40 years. And I spent millions of dollars on that research and tens of thousands of my own man hours, plus hours that we've hired people to do various things and all the other stuff is out there. So definitely I've done my own due diligence personally. And then of course there, since 2007, after that study, that pH study that we had, then the scientific industry started to look at all of this hydrogen for health thing. And there are now thousands of studies out there and growing faster, more every day, of how hydrogen benefits the health.
I want to talk a little bit about that research. So you reference a study from 2007 involving alkaline ionized water. Why was that study such a turning point for you?
It wasn't a turning point for me, because I didn't even know about it until years later, but it was a turning point for the technology, because that's when, by 2007, I was already using hydrogen for health and my customers were already using it. So they didn't need the study to know that. But later, when the science showed that it was the hydrogen instead of the pH, then the other scientists got on board. So that particular study was there. I'd like to go a little bit more into the EZ gel and why that's important.
So Professor Gerald Pollack and his work on EZ water. So let's talk about EZ water or EZ gel, and what is it and why has it become so important?
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So EZ water is a misnomer, because it's actually EZ gel. But if you look for the book, The Fourth State of Water, that's one of the first books that Gerald Pollack wrote, and he's a professor at the University of Washington, about this effect that he discovered. And what it is when pure water, H2O, meets a hydrophilic means water-loving, surface, it forms a gel. Now, he was calling that the fourth state of water because at the time that they saw it, it was just a transparent exclusion zone. So he was working with microspheres in water, and he noticed that there was a zone on the surface that the microspheres were excluded from. So that's where EZ, or exclusion zone water, came about. So we're calling it EZ gel. And because its actual chemical formulation is H3O negative, H3O2 negative. So it's not H2O. And incidentally, the actual fourth state of water is H2O negative, which is the electrically expanded water that we produce with the Brown's gas. But we'll get back to that in a second. So the EZ gel solves three medical mysteries, which are very important medical mysteries if we're looking at our body. First of all, the heart does not produce enough pressure to push blood through all the thousands of miles of capillaries in our body. Number two, our red blood cells are twice the size of a capillary, so why don't they just plug it up like a cork? And number three, why does the blood flow evenly to all the extremities of our body, from the tip of my pointy head to the tips of my fingers to the tips of my toes, for example? So those three medical mysteries are all resolved with this EZ gel. So this is like the discovery of fire. As far as health is concerned, this changes everything. So the EZ gel, first of all, it's negatively charged, and it attaches to all hydrophilic surfaces. So everything in our body is hydrophilic. So the red blood cells have EZ gel on the outside of them, and the capillaries have EZ gel on the inside of them. So therefore, because first of all, gel is slippery to start with, and it's negatively charged, and like charges repel each other, the red blood cells can squeeze into a sausage shape and go through the capillaries with virtually zero resistance, very, very little resistance. So that's why they don't plug it up like a cork. Well, it turns out that Professor Pollack's lab discovered a second thing by accident, and this was really exciting, is that when you have a tube that's small enough to be a capillary, and it has this EZ gel on the inside of it, it will spontaneously start to flow fluid with no pump.
Okay.
Therefore, wow. The heart does not have to pump the blood through all the thousands of miles of capillaries. It only has to get the blood to the capillaries. So therefore, create a bias so that the blood flows in one direction and not the other direction. Okay. Because the capillary didn't know which way for it to flow. It needed that bias. And now the capillaries actually do the pumping. So that's why the blood can flow evenly to every part of your body, and why the heart doesn't have to produce that much pressure. So all water-based life forms require this capillary action. It's why trees can grow to 150 feet high and still draw water from their roots all the way up to the leaves. The evaporation of moisture from the leaves creates the bias, so the tree doesn't have a heart, right? But it still gets the water pumped up to its leaves. And so and there were other advantages of the EZ gel as well, where you can make water batteries and all kinds of things that he discovered if you read Gerald Pollack's books. But the biological function was extremely important for this reason. Not only the ones I just explained, but now we bring Brown's gas in. So in 2019, at a water conference I was speaking in Bad Soden, Germany, Professor Pollack was in the first row. And during the question and answer period, he stood up and said, "George, I know when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, but can you tell me what Brown's gas does when it's applied to the EZ gel?" And I said, "I don't know. Let's find out." So over the pandemic time, I worked with the University of Washington to discover what actually happens. Turns out when you put oxygen in the with the EZ gel, it doesn't make any difference to the EZ gel, very little difference at all. When you put hydrogen in, it makes very little difference. When you put Brown's gas in, it expanded a minimum of 300%, three times. So the Brown's gas vastly accelerates or enhances this formation of this EZ gel, which is absolutely essential to life. And it turns out that's what pumps up all the cells in our body as well. It's the gel that's in our cells. So that's why I don't have my crow's feet, the big crow's feet and wrinkles and everything that I used to have. My skin actually looks younger now than it did than 20 years ago. So this is why the Brown's gas, it works one of the reasons it works better than the pure hydrogen, because pure hydrogen doesn't enhance this EZ gel like the Brown's gas does.
Wow. Well, one thing I love about our conversations is it reminds us how much we still don't know about the human body and how science is always evolving. So would you say you're still in the early chapters of understanding hydrogen?
That's a really good question. Because not so long ago, just a quick example, the patent person around the turn of the 1900s in the patent office, the head of the patent office, I forget his name right now, I think it was Duval or something, said, we might as well shut down the patent office because everything that can be invented has been invented. Could you imagine where we'd be if we were still working with technology in the 1800s? So in any case,
kidding. Stop the same everything. Thing has been, we're done.
The same thing has been happening with water. The scientists thought they understood water very well. Turns out there's a lot of things about water that we do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the memory of water. There's been a lot of people out there working on memory and frequencies and such. And that's one of the things that the AquaCure can do that a lot of the other machines out there don't do, is we can impress a frequency on the gas, which has already been shown to increase the efficacy of the gas, because our entire beings are frequency beings. Everything in us is vibrating at certain frequencies. And if you want to enhance something or take away from something, then you just change the frequency and that affects what's going on. So in addition to the other things we're doing, we added that feature as well. I'm not a frequency for health expert. There are ones that are out there and I direct people to them on the internet so they can choose the frequency that'll work best for their particular ailment. But right now I'm inhaling at 528, which is a frequency of health and love. And there's another general frequency of health, which is 432. And that's where we send our machines out, already set at 432. But people can vary that as well. So the memory of water, and then we hadn't even gotten into the transmutation of water, because once you have new water, which is what happens when you make Brown's gas and you burn it, you collect the steam and condense it. That's new water that doesn't have any steam in it, any deuterium in it or any memory in it. It's H2O, period, but no other memory. And if you expose that water to various elements, then elements will start to form in the water. The water itself will transmute into those various elements. It's absolutely astonishing, the various things that are happening out there with the water technology that is, I have no idea where it's going to go. But what happens if you can simply take water and make gold, or you can make your medicine, or you can make your fuel? This is probably one of the ways that Jesus made water into wine, because it's already set up to do that. God did all this.
Yeah. Now we're just figuring it out. That's why we've been put here, to figure it out for sure. I even know that, I've done studies with plants. I know this is a little bit different, but I know people who talk to their water in a positive way versus a negative way, and it changes the way the water is. And I tried that with my plants, and no word of a lie, my plant is thriving. The one that I talk to really nicely, and every morning say good morning to it, and I say how beautiful it is and that I love it. It is thriving versus the one that I talk not so nicely to. It is not doing so well. And I just find that so interesting, how much of our outward world is reflected on how we're acting and reacting and speaking. And I mean, that's a whole nother topic.
Yes, you definitely get back what you vibrate out, because you resonate with that, so it collects it. So if you're being very negative, you're going to have a very negative life. If you decide you're going to be positive, because that's one thing that we can choose. God gave us the choice. We can choose how we react to something. We can have something that's very bad happen to us, but we can choose how we react. And that will affect the outcome, the ultimate outcome of what's going on. You're absolutely correct.
Definitely.
There's a book out there called The Secret Life of Plants. I think you've read it. You must have, in order to do these experiments or something similar. And one of the most memorable things, there are a lot of things in that book, where plants can feel emotions and stuff from us. And so people can become very attached to their plants. And it turned out that this one particular man who was attached to his plant, when he had an orgasm elsewhere, his plant reacted. So it was interesting. Yes. So it was telepathically linked to him wherever he was in the world. And what I thought to myself at the time was, okay, all his wife has to do is watch the machines that are monitoring his plant, and she'll know if he's being faithful.
It's hilarious. That's absolutely insane. And my mind is just going in a million directions right now. Like, there's so much unknown out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, George, if someone is looking at hydrogen products today, what questions should they be asking before buying anything? And I'd love for you to tell us more about your machines.
Okay. First of all, you have to look at the actual business itself. What does it do for its warranty, manufacturer's warranty? What does it do for satisfaction guarantee? The people who are out there for you, generally speaking, have a very long satisfaction guarantee. For example, we have a 1-year satisfaction guarantee, and we do that because we're more concerned with the people than we are with the money that they get. So you have to look for companies that are more interested in your health than your wealth, okay, or their wealth, as the case may be. So just look at that. Look at the return policies. Like, there's ones that will only accept a return if you send it back originally unopened in the original box, for example. Those are the people that once they have your money, thank you very much, they're gone. So,
right.
And then there's people out there that are saying the more is better. Again, they aren't interested in you as a human being, because they know dang well that more is not better. They know it's not more efficacious, and they know it's dangerous. They know it. These big companies, I've seen them put out studies, for example, and I evaluate the study, and I see the places where they've manipulated the data to prevent people from knowing that their product is dangerous, potentially dangerous.
Okay.
Now, frankly, you could replace nitrogen in air with hydrogen and inhale a hydrogen-oxygen mixture, and you would actually be healthier than the nitrogen-oxygen mixture that we're inhaling right now. But that is a bomb. So just keep it at the 2% hydrogen soaking into the blood, and you're better off. Okay, so the other thing is, in addition to optimizing your safety and efficacy, which our machines do, there's the functionality. With our machine, you can inhale the gas, you can apply the gas topically. We have special goggles so people could treat their eyes. We have spot applicators. There's leg and arm bags that people can get, although even just a bread bag will work. So you can inhale, or you can topically apply, or you could drink the hydrogen-rich water. So our machine makes the hydrogen-rich water as well as the inhalation. In fact, it does it at the same time, so it saves people time. And you can apply the water directly to your skin as well, topically. Quick note that when you inhale or ingest, your body decides what gets healed, and if you are applying topically, you decide what gets healed. So if you have arthritis, like I used to have, and you put a little glove on and you put the hydrogen and the Brown's gas in there, you will be directly applying that gas to the arthritis. But if I inhale, and that's what I was doing, so it took months for my arthritis to go away because my body directed the hydrogen and energy to different places that it thought it was more important to get addressed first.
Right.
So so we do all of that. We've been in business since 1984. Eagle Research has. We've been serving customers since then, hundreds of thousands of customers. So another thing to look for is how long the people have been in business. Are they just a me too, just jumping on the bandwagon? Or do they have the history of really knowing what they're doing behind them? And then, of course, a lot of people just copycat people like me to borrow the authority or knowledge. But as we've upgraded over time, you could see the progression of how we've made our machines better and better and better. And we just recently put out our AC60, which is our most recent and upgraded design of AquaCure to help people. It actually produces the same Brown's gas and everything. It just became a lot easier to use, therefore more therapeutically beneficial, in that people are more likely to do the proper maintenance on it and stuff over the AC50 that we were selling. And has been working very well out there.
How long does one of your machines last?
Good question. We design them to last for a minimum of 20 years, which is one reason we can have the lifetime manufacturer warranty. We have customers out there that have reported, sent back pictures of their hour meter with over 20,000 hours on them already.
Wow.
So, yeah. And of course, I've inhaled at much more than that, because I inhale for an average of 8 hours a day since March of 2016. So you can add up the hours that I've been inhaling. And I can say that our machines just, they just keep working. When I was a child, I considered myself to be lazy because on the ranch, I didn't like to fix things more than once. So I would figure out why it broke and I would fix it so that it wouldn't break again. And we put that kind of philosophy into our machines. They are meant to be purchased once and used for a lifetime for not only yourself, but your family and friends and neighbors and anybody else you can help.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today and for unpacking more of your products and the science behind it all. I think it's, like I said, really important to understand the science behind it so that people know what they're buying. I personally don't want people buying those, you know, knockoffs or people that are pretending to be like you because they're not going to get the health benefits. So I really appreciate you coming on and explaining all of this stuff. There's a lot to unpack and a lot to take in, but I know your website has a ton of resources. I was on it yesterday looking at all this stuff that you have done and the research behind it. And you're very transparent with everything. So if any of you want to learn more about these products, please go to eagle-research.com and see if it's right for you. I even noticed that you sell some used products at a discounted rate for people to try that have dings in them, which makes it affordable for people. And there's a payment plan option as well through PayPal.
And we're trying to encourage people to buy and rent machines, like buy the refurbished ones and then rent them out. We have 4 people in the world doing that right now, and their machines are 100% rented 100% of the time for $200 or $300 a month. So it's a really good business that people can get into, and it'll help even more people who can't afford the $3,000 for a machine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, always such a pleasure to see you and speak to you. I can't wait to dive deeper into these topics when you come on in the future. So I appreciate you coming on today and taking the time out of your crazy busy schedule to spread this wonderful research and information.
I appreciate having found you and Stacy and all the help that you've given us to help spread this word. Thank you very much.
Yes, of course. Anything to help. And I want to thank our audience for tuning in as well. If you have found this episode helpful, please send it to someone who you think it may help as well. We all need a little help with our health. And if we can all be optimized, why not do it? So check out eagle-research.com for more information on George Wiseman and all of his amazing products. So stay tuned for the next episode, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.